When the Torah tells us that Aaron was commanded to light the menorah in the Mishkan, so the Torah says, Vayas Aaron Kain, that Aaron did what he was supposed to do. And Rashi says, what does that mean, that he did what he was supposed to do? Lo shina, he didn't change. He didn't change for what he was commanded to do. He was told to light this number of candles in this way, to clean the candles, to do whatever he was supposed to do. With all the intricate detail, Aaron did it. And that's why the Torah has to tell us, Vayas Aaron Kain. The obvious question is, come on, Aaron HaKohen, would we think that Aaron wouldn't do what he was supposed to do? One of our greatest leaders wouldn't follow the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Moshe Rabbeinu? So what does it mean, Lo Shina? He didn't change. Why is that so special? Why is that so unique? It's obvious. So there are those who bring down, I believe in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that what it means here when it says Lo Shina, that Aaron didn't change from what he was supposed to do, is the Torah is teaching us not that he didn't change from the halacha, but rather the initial inspiration and the motivation that he had when he began that first day lighting the menorah never left. Lo Shina, he never left his emotional state. The excitement that he had that first day never left him. And every single day, when he prepared the wicks to be lit again and he light the menorah, he had that same excitement. It's obviously a very difficult message because, you know, let's say classically a rabbi would get up at a bar mitzvah boy's hanachas tefillin and say, I hope my bracha to you is that you will put on your tefillin with the same excitement and the joy and the happiness that you have today. You should have that every single day of putting on your tefillin. And now for all of us who have passed that for many, many years, past that day of putting on our tefillin the first time, how do we put on our tefillin this morning? Are we excited? Were we joyful that we were able to connect to Hashem in this almost physical way, putting on our tefillin? I think also about tefillah. I'm sure we've all have had moments of sincere tefillah in our lives. Maybe we're doubting for something that we really want, or unfortunately someone is sick. And we had inspiration, we had motivation, we came early to tefillah, we had kavana. And the question is, do we continue that every single day? Now, of course, this is very difficult, but hopefully we could take small inspiration from Aaron HaKohen. Maybe we could pick one area, whether it's tefillah, whether it's tefillin, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's Shabbos, something that we can try to connect to and be excited every single time that we do it. We're not going to be perfect, but at least to start, pick something small that we could try to work on to keep. And then hopefully years down the line, we could say also, Lo Shina, we never changed. We had that initial inspiration that one day when we decided to take this area seriously. And now, yeah, there were some bumps along the road, but in general, I was very excited every single time I performed this mitzvah.